with one meal, and eat with thanksgiving. CD 333.4 Simple Desserts Not Forbidden Letter 17, 1895 547. Plain, simple pie may serve as dessert, but when one eats two or three pieces merely to gratify an inordinate appetite, he unfits himself for the service of God. Some, after partaking largely of other food, will take dessert, not because they need it, but because it tastes good. If they are asked to take a second piece, the temptation is too great to be resisted, and two or three pieces of pie are added to the load placed upon the already overworked stomach. He who will do this has never educated himself to practice self-denial. The victim of appetite is so wedded to his own way that he cannot see the injury he is doing to himself. 334 CD 333.5 1870 to T 383 384 548. Then, when she needed extra clothing and extra food, and that of a simple yet nutritious quality, it was not allowed her. Her system craved material to convert into blood, but he would not provide it. A moderate amount of milk and sugar, a little salt, white bread raised with yeast for a change, graham flour prepared in a variety of ways by other hands than her, plain cake with raisins, rice pudding with raisins, prunes, and figs, occasionally, and many other dishes I might mention, would have answered the demand of appetite. CD 334.1 Letter 127, 1904 549. The food placed before the patients should be such as to make a favorable impression on them. Eggs can be prepared in a variety of ways. Lemon pie should not be forbidden. Lemon pie used by E.G. White - Appendix 120 to CD 334.2 Letter 53, 1898 550. The desserts should be placed on the table and served with the rest of the food, for often, after the stomach has been given all it should have, the dessert is brought on, and is just that much too much. CD 334.34 Clear Minds and Strong Bodies Letter 10, 1891 551. I wish we were all health reformers. I am opposed to the use of pastries. These mixtures are unhealthful. No one can have good digestive powers and a clear brain who will eat largely of sweet cookies and cream cake and all kinds of pies, and partake of a great variety of food at one meal. When we do this, and then take hold, the whole system is so clogged and enfeebled that it has no power of resistance, no strength to combat disease. I would prefer a meat diet to the sweet cakes and pastries so generally used. CD 334.4 Letter 142, 1900 552. Let health reformers remember that they may do harm by publishing recipes which do not recommend health reform. Great care is to be shown in furnishing recipes for 335 custards and pastry. If for dessert sweet cake is eaten with milk or cream, fermentation will be created in the stomach, and then the weak points of the human organism will tell the story. The brain will be affected by the disturbance in the stomach. This may be easily cured if people will study from cause to effect, cutting out of their diet that which injures the digestive organs and causes pain in the head. By unwise eating, men and women are unfit for the work they might do without injury to themselves if they would eat simply. CD 334.5 1871 to T 602 553. I am convinced that none need to make themselves sick preparing for a camp meeting, if they observe the laws of health in their cooking. If they make no cake or pies, but cook simple graham bread, and depend on fruit, canned or dried, they need not get sick in preparing for the meeting, and they need not be sick while at the meeting. CD 335.1 R and H, January 7, 1902 554. It is better to let sweet things alone. Let alone those sweet dessert dishes that are placed on the table. You do not need them. You want a clear mind to think after God's order. We should not come into line with health reform principles. Cakes, pies, Ices, served out rich dinners and late suppers, -233 preparations for fashionable gatherings, -128 educating the appetite to accept a plain diet, -245 fasting will help in overcoming perverted appetite, -312 omens, pies, spices, etc., are discarded. Food should be prepared with care, -389 cakes or pies not to be included. In preparations for camp meeting, -57, 74 rich food and desserts not served in Whitehall, -appendix 1:4, 13 the less condiments and desserts, the better, -193 rich desserts served with vegetables, -722 rich pastry deranges the stomach and excites the nerves, -356 detrimental effects of desserts in diet of children, -288, 350, 355, 360. Rich food not best for sedentary workers, -225 making a covenant with God to discontinue the use of rich foods, -41 CD 335. To content chap. 20 condiments, etc. Part I-spices and condiments, letter 142, 1900-555. Condiments, so frequently used by those of the world, are ruinous to the digestion. CD 339.1 1905 MH3-5556. Under the head of stimulants and narcotics is classed a great variety of articles that, altogether, used as food or drink, irritate the stomach, poison the blood, and excite the nerves. Their use is a positive evil. Men seek the excitement of stimulants, because, for the time, the results are agreeable. But there is always a reaction. The use of unnatural stimulants always tends to excess, and it is an active agent in promoting physical degeneration and decay. CD 339.2 In this fast age, the less exciting the food, the better. Condiments are injurious in their nature. Mustard, pepper, spices, pickles, and other things of a like character, irritate the stomach and make the blood feverish and impure. The inflamed condition of the drunkard's stomach is often pictured as illustrating the effect of alcoholic liquors. A similarly inflamed condition is produced by the use of irritating condiments. Soon ordinary food does not satisfy the appetite. The system feels a want, a craving, for something more stimulating. CD 339.3 1896 Eat from UT 6557. Condiments and spices used in the preparation of food for the table aid in digestion in the same way that tea, coffee, and liquor are supposed to help the laboring man perform his tasks. After the immediate effects are gone, they drop as correspondingly below par as they were elevated above par by these stimulating substances. The system is weakened, the blood is contaminated, and inflammation is the sure result. CD 339.4 Spices irritate the stomach and cause unnatural cravings. R&H, November 6, 1883 558. Our tables should bear only the most wholesome food, free from every irritating substance. The appetite for 340 liquor is encouraged by the preparation of food with condiments and spices. These cause a feverish state of the system, and drink is demanded to allay the irritation. On my frequent journeys across the continent, I do not patronize restaurants, dining car, or hotels, for the simple reason that I cannot eat the food there provided. The dishes are highly seasoned with salt and pepper, creating an almost intolerable thirst. They would irritate and inflame the delicate coating of the stomach. Such is the food that is commonly served upon fashionable tables, and given to the children. Its effect is to cause nervousness and to create thirst which water does not quench. Food should be prepared in as simple a manner as possible, free from condiments and spices, and even from an undue amount of salt. Spiced foods create desire for beverages with meals, -570 CD 339.5 letter 53, 1898-559. Some have so indulged their taste, that unless they add the very article of food it calls for, they find no pleasure in eating. If condiments and spiced foods are placed before them, they make the stomach work by applying this fiery whip, for it has been so treated that it will not acknowledge and stymie you allowing food. CB 340.1 1890 CTBH 17560. Luxurious dishes are placed before the children, spiced foods, rich gravies, cakes, and pastries. This highly seasoned food irritates the stomach, and causes a craving for still stronger stimulants. Not only is the appetite tempted with unsuitable food, of which the children are allowed to eat freely at their meals, but they are permitted to eat between meals, and by the time they are 12 or 14 years of age, they are often confirmed dyspeptics. CD 340.2 You have perhaps seen a picture of the stomach of one who is addicted to strong drink. A similar condition is produced under the irritating influence of fiery spices. With the stomach in such a state, there is a craving for something more to meet the demands of the appetite, something stronger, and still stronger. For context, see 355-341 CD 340.3 Their use a cause of faintness 1864 SP. Gifts IV, 129-561. There is a class who profess to believe the truth, who do not use tobacco, snuff, tea, or coffee, yet they are guilty of gratifying the appetite in a different manner. They crave highly seasoned meats, with rich gravies, and their appetite has become so perverted that they cannot be satisfied with even meat, unless prepared in a manner most injurious. The stomach is fevered, the digestive organs are taxed, and yet the stomach labors hard to dispose of the load forced upon it. After the stomach has performed its task, it becomes exhausted, which causes faintness. Here many are deceived, and think that it is the want of food which produces such feelings, and without giving the stomach time to rest, they take more food, which for the time removes the faintness. And the more the appetite is indulged, the more will be its clamors for gratification. CD 341.1 CTBH 471890CH 114562. Spices at first irritate the tender coating of the stomach, but finally destroy the natural sensitiveness of this delicate membrane. The blood becomes fevered, the animal propensities are aroused, while the moral and intellectual powers are weakened, and become servants to the baser passions. The mother should study to set a simple yet nutritious diet before her family. CB 341.2 1864 SP. Gifts IV, 130-563. Persons who have indulged their appetite to eat freely of meat, highly seasoned gravies, and various kinds of rich cakes and preserves, cannot immediately relish a plain, wholesome, nutritious diet. Their taste is so perverted they have not appetite for a wholesome diet of fruits, plain bread, and vegetables. They need not expect to relish at first food so different from that in which they have been indulging. CB 341.3 MS 33, 1909 564. With all the precious light that has continually been given to us in the health publications, we cannot afford to live careless, heedless lives, eating and drinking as we please, 342 and indulging in the use of stimulants, narcotics, and condiments. Let us take into consideration the fact that we have souls to save or to lose, and that it is of vital consequence how we relate ourselves to the question of temperance. It is of great importance that individually we act well our part, and have an intelligent understanding of what we should eat and drink, and how we should live to preserve health. All are being proved to see whether we will accept the principles of health reform or follow a course of self-indulgence. Temperance reformers should awaken the evils from use of condiments negative 747 omens pies, spices, etc., are discarded. The food should be prepared with care negative 389 time wasted preparing foods seasoned with spices, which ruin health, sour the temper, and becloud the reason negative 234 spices and condiments allowed to children negative 348. 351, 354, 360. Highly seasoned food encourages overeating and produces feverish conditions negative 351 free use of pickles and condiments by a nervous, irritable child negative 574 cannot be converted into good blood negative 576 refusal of dainty dishes and rich condiments, etc., proves workers to be practical health reformers. Negative 227 animal passions excited by spiced foods. Negative 348 foods taken to camp meetings should be free from all spices and grease. Negative 124 spices not used in the White Home. Appendix 1:4 spiced foods and condiments excite nerves and enfeeble intellect. Negative 356 a blessing of a diet free from spices. Negative 119 simple foods without spices, or best. Negative 487 those craving condiments to be enlightened. Negative 779 CD 341.4 part II Soda and Baking Powder 1905 MH 300-301-565. The use of soda or baking powder in bread baking is harmful and unnecessary. Soda causes inflammation of the stomach, and often poisons the entire system. Many housewives think that they cannot make good bread without soda, but this is an error. If they would take the trouble to learn better methods, their bread would be more wholesome, and, to imagine